This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one from Eyewitness News, ABC 7.
Dun, dun, dun.
Aggressive sea otter bites California surfer, hijacks surfboard. Surfers heading to Santa Cruz, California should keep their eye out for a furry surfboard thief. A surfer says an otter bit her foot and then climbed onto her surfboard Tuesday evening, holding it hostage for 20 minutes until rescuers rushed in.
What?
Isabella Orduna says she was just paddling out when she felt a nip on her foot.
Ah.
She rolled off and turned to see an otter sitting on her surfboard. Oduno says that after biting her, the otter took over her board for at least 20 minutes. She didn't know what to do. I wouldn't know what to do either. Thankfully, another surfer in the area was able to call for help. A full-blown rescue ensued. When responders arrived, they found the surfer in the water and the otter on the board. Lifeguards eventually got her surfboard back. For the past two summers, notorious Otter 841 went on a surfboard stealing spree in Santa Cruz.
Well, you mess with their territory, things are going to happen.
It's unknown if this thief is the same otter or just an otter copycat or it's copy otter.
It's Otter Tifa. This is what this is.
Otter
Tifa. It's a group of people who are just, I'm sorry, a group of otters, my mistake, who are just trying to impede upon people's good time, Jane. Blue-haired otters.
The tracker that was originally on Otter 841 fell off, so there's no way to know if this is the same otter. But again, I just love that the surfer abandoned her board and just gave it to the otter. It's like, you take it.
Well, just, I mean, well, first of all, very kind of you. But I think a lot of people's fear of going into, like, deep lakes and oceans is that thing of, like, oh, something's going to touch my foot. And then when the thing touches your foot, that surfboard now belongs to that otter.
Yes.
That ocean belongs to that otter.
Right.
I will never go near water. I won't even take a bath again. It's all showers for as little time as possible because you never know what will happen. I have trespassed into your territory, and I apologize.
There is some photos included in this article. That's a pretty big otter.
That's
bigger than I can see why she gave him the You take it.
Yeah, it's yours.
You take it. Hang five. I don't know about toes. Hang seven.
I'm looking up all these surfing terms to try to make a joke and nothing worked except for goofy foot. Maybe her goofy foot got bit. I don't know. But yeah, it's... I also just love the fact in the story that a full blown rescue thing had to happen where someone who's been training for these things all their life is going, really? Really?
Yeah. You know what? The article does not include the confrontation between the rescuers and the otter. So we're not exactly sure what happened. But we do know that she did get her board back.
Thank goodness.
And
she's never surfing again.
It could be, we don't know. It could have been the same otter, Otter 841. That should be a movie.
I was just going to say, Otter 841. Michael Bay this summer, Otter 841.
Coming to a theater.
Starring The Rock. He is Otter 841 because he has to be in everything.
He's undercover. He's Otter 841. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.